Lateness is a phenomenon that has characterized almost all activities in recent times, attracting sad commentaries from members of the public. Radio Ghana saw the view of a senior lecturer at the Sociology Department, University of Ghana, Dr. Dan Bright Jogbo, on this unfortunate situation and how to address it. He said lateness, which is not peculiar to Ghana, requires a lot of effort, especially from leadership, to nip it in the bud.
Lateness to functions or work and other, they are certain that now has defined Africa in a way so that you hear about issues like GMT, Ghana Man's Time. It is something that has characterized our social life, and whether it's for work, funeral, church, and all that, people are always late. But I think the problem is not uniquely African. When you talk about people keeping time, it also depends on the type of society in which they are. In Europe, things like this existed, but recall the experience industrial revolution, where working in industry became the order of the day, and industrial owners, factory owners and others insisted that people come to work at specific times and close at specific times. So because without that discipline, work in industry couldn't be carried out successfully. Because, for example, you come to work and you have to do something before the other worker also goes ahead to do some other work. So there's this kind of chain. So I think the problem is that we have not experienced that kind of drastic industrial revolution. And so in Europe, for example, the invention of the clock were all part of the industrial culture, that people are supposed to be at work all the time, specific times, and close at specific times. But unfortunately, in Africa, we haven't had that chance. So that rhythm that should carry us forward, we don't have it. So I think it's more structural than just being Africans don't respect time and all that. And because we are moving in a modern society, it has serious consequences for our work and ultimately our productivity.
Will you attribute also partially the blame on the lack of discipline?
Yes, because the people are not used to overall discipline. So if you go to work and a boss wants to discipline the workers, he's even giving names to know those kind of things. So you see that the culture itself condones this behavior. And if you dare to stand out, then you are labeled.
Dr. Jogbo proposed that drastic measures be adopted to reduce the lateness menace. Also, leaders must be more responsible towards this end.
We need some drastic measures, and I think occasionally we need to go to the workplaces, do some seminars, let the workers know that, look, if you don't come to work, you are being paid, you are stealing the boss time, you are cheating the system, and that working in a company, organization, the rules are very fair. It's a contract. You have to come to work 8 o'clock, close at 5. The boss must give you your salary. So anything short of that is a mess. So I think that in the absence of this proof of hauling of the system through industrial revolution, then we need to do things through education, frequent seminars at workplaces and all that. Because people come to work and they have no idea what is expected of them in terms of time. In any society, we have to say that we look up to certain people to do the right thing. They should be models and others. We expect from our leaders leadership. We have leaders, but they are not offering leadership. So we see leaders who want to demonstrate their importance by coming late when everybody is sitting down, and then they just apologize, and then they think it should be okay. Now, if your leaders behave that way, it radiates down, because then the boss is late, I can also be late. So I think our leaders have a major task to perform in this regard. But sometimes they don't recognize it because they are more interested in their status as leaders, their importance as leaders, so everybody should go to them and all that. So they also need to do something about their behavior.